All right, so after a short little breather there, back at it here with Brent McLaughlin. So, getting back into what you were saying about just reflecting inside of your journal pieces and whatnot, common themes, things that have popped up in your own life from what you've written and what you've done, common themes that you've seen as far as popping up as you know, putting your thoughts on paper and kind of looking back and going, oh my gosh, like, wow, that really did happen, or that was going on in my life. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I know initially when I wanted to put this stuff together, I was a little nervous trying to see, okay, and I was asking you, how do I do this in an environment? Because a lot of this stuff is so personal. So I want to ask kind of permission of you, the audience, I'm going to share a little bit. A lot of it's very spiritual, it's very faith-based. A lot of what I do, a lot of what I write is prayers. I guess I hope whether you're a believer or non-believer, wherever you find yourself in the matters of faith, that you can kind of draw from what I'm going to share in your own way. And I'm going to try to hit some details about journaling, but also I wanted to share some really personal things that I think could be really neat to highlight tonight.
Excellent.
Let me read something first. So January 23rd is kind of the night it started, but the next day, I wrote here, January 24th, 2012. My goal here is not to lose my personal walk with Jesus as I attempt to present my thoughts to the masses. So the day before, I was kind of articulating. I was trying to find a place for my thoughts, whether they're writing or plot lines or characters or something like that, and then also for my personal thoughts because they all tend to run together. I mean, it's really hard to organize thoughts, right? So that's what I was getting at. And so I wrote John chapter 1, verses 3. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. And so I was trying to, it's interesting. I was thinking about this much early on, but I was really trying to, be careful with my own thoughts, but then also prepare myself, for whatever the masses may be. I don't have any, published works or anything like that. But certainly, I hope to someday. But I'm okay with. I really am okay if the rest of my life I spend it journaling, going deeper with God, trying to find just kind of the neat answers to the questions that we have. When I was doing my homework before we met, I had a neat thing that actually come to mind. Where did it go here? I got everything staffed up.
You got too
So
many journals, man.
I know. I just wanted to highlight this because I felt like it kind of it shed some light on this a little bit. So let's see, where am I at? Okay. In the book of Proverbs, it says in chapter 25, verse 2, it says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings." So in the book of Proverbs, this was actually being written by, one of the, really one of the wisest kings to ever live was King Solomon, certainly one of the wealthiest. But really, what he was articulating here is, it's kind of the glory of mankind to search things out. And I've always kind of taken to that, I was deep, I was, let me share just a quick part of my story. So I was really trying to find God. I really kind of fell away from him big time in college, kind of put him on second place in my life. I was deep in depression, really kind of delved into video gaming a lot. I would later attest that it was an addiction that I had to kick. For those of you that are gamers out there, I'm not volatile towards you or anything like that, or I'm certainly it was just a personal vice that I had to kick for myself. But I kind of questioned God, and this verse kept popping up in my life. It was John 10:10. The enemies come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. And it kept popping up. I wasn't even reading the Bible at the time. I really felt like God was kind of speaking to me. And so, you know, since then, God's really restored my life. And that's a longer story for another time. But basically, in this verse, it's talking about it's kind of the glory of God to conceal a matter. And it's also, if he really did make us, if he really did design us, it's our, kind of our glory to search things out if he made us curious, you know, if he made us in that way. So that's kind of where a lot of basically all my journaling pivots off of, okay, let me figure this out. Let's dig deeper. A very philosophical, theological type of, and hopefully inspirational writer. And that's where a lot of my writing and thoughts are. And so that's of course where my journaling is. So hopefully, you know, hopefully you guys can at least kind of grasp onto that a little bit, even if, you know, can't share all that same faith stuff that I just shared. But let me share one more thing here that I thought was really impactful. So, I don't know if you remember this. So last night, Josh, after we left your house, basically, Ashley was sharing something. She said, in Colossians, you know, we were talking about our Bible study that we're in as a group. We're in a group together,
right.
And she's saying we haven't gotten past Colossians 1:1. And I joked. I said, actually, it's like Colossians 1:10. We haven't really gotten past there. And I didn't realize this, but in my preparation this morning, I was kind of just jumping through. I was like, what do I, you know, what's something that I could share with people? And I saw Josh's name in here. And so let me share this with you guys really quick. Hopefully this is encouraging to you guys, but it said, this was in a deep, prayer, season of my life. Really, I had a bunch of prayers jotted down here, but this one stood out because it says, Mr. Joshua Falto. I pray this foremost over him because he is worthy of the life and mission you have called him to. Strengthen Ashley in kind as well. Colossians 1:10, verses 10 through 14. This was written February 14th, actually, 2015. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
more than 2 years ago now.
More than 2 years ago. And so this is, you know, our memories are, they're not perfect. And I know there's no way, for one, I would remember this prayer entirely or in its detail to ever know if it was ever answered. But two, I probably would have never really thought about this again without actually having it written down. So that's kind of the encouragement there to know that our minds just aren't perfect. But anyways, let me read this verse to you guys. And I just thought it was neat. It's kind of just like basically what's happened with my writing. Hopefully this is encouraging somebody. But basically, it's kind of been a real long process of marrying the intellectual with the experiential. You know, I just shared that John 10:10 story where I finally felt like the coincidences were just too much. I couldn't handle that. And so I started writing that. I started trying to deal with my thoughts. And so this is kind of another experiential thing, but also just kind of the intellectual side coming, you know, being married with that. So 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully, verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of the light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So I just wanted to share that with you guys and, you know, just a word of encouragement too.
That's great, man. Yeah. That's great. That's actually excellent. I appreciate you sharing that. So
absolutely.
That's great. I On that note as well, I wanted to, after, from the first break when I was talking about how journaling for me ends up being a lot of frustrations, one of the things in hindsight, the one thing that you said I thought was really interesting is that our memories are not perfect, and that it's really important that we have the ability to go back and reflect a bit. And I think that, at least in my life, I noticed that in my waking life, the things that I remember most when it comes to memories are turning points. They're areas where I realized that I was either down a bad path or I was down a good path, and there was something that happened that sort of catalyzed everything else. And then I went off and did whatever I did. And it's not always so much reflection as it is, I'm going down this path, I'm going down this path, and then something happens and I change course. So in your waking life, you do that all the time. But as far as journaling, you have that ability to go back in time and see exactly where you were as a snapshot in that moment and be able to reflect and go, oh my gosh, things really did change. Or maybe my thoughts really did change about a specific instance. And I find that to be one of the great insights about just being a journaler is that you have that ability to do that. So I very much envy you in a sense that you kind of have that ability to go back in time and see that and be able to go, yeah, this is actually how the, A went to B, went to C, went to D. So because in our waking lives, like you said, our memories are just not perfect. They're just not that good at remembering the certain things or being able to go back and go, well, who's getting the glory for this change? Who's getting the glory for this dramatic moment in my life? And
Sure.
obviously, we'd want to turn that back to God and say, he's the one that was responsible for that. But we don't always do that because we're moving so fast. So
Only gets faster too,
yeah, and it only gets faster when you add kids. It only gets faster. So yeah, that's that just like I do.
Yeah. So let me give you some quick things, just being cognizant of time. Let me give you some quick things to hopefully help you journal if that's something that seems of interest, you want to give it a shot. First thing is you got to buy a journal. Got to get a pen, paper, pencil, depending on how you prefer, but just take the initiative to date it or whatever. But I would really kind of emphasize a couple things. Just be completely authentic with your writing. Whatever it is that's on your mind, put it down. And it'll be funny. It's funny how your thoughts kind of just begin to expand. You know this, if you've really dug deep, for many hours trying to extrapolate a point, same thing happens in your journaling. And I just encourage that. Also, don't pull the guilt trip over yourself. Oh, I didn't do it. It's okay if there's big gaps in there. Just have it ready. I suggest kind of a regular time of sitting down a contemplation. I don't know if everybody needs it that way, but for me, it's in the mornings, a lot of time when I read. Again, I told you I have my Bible, so if I go somewhere with my Bible, a lot of times I have my journal with it. That's just part of what happens. So, even when I'm at a writer meetings or whatever, I have my journal with me. I start jotting down ideas and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just a place to put things, and you never know how you're gonna go back and use it in the future. So,
That's
yeah,
excellent.
hopefully that's helpful.
For me, it definitely is. And I think for anybody else that wants to, start doing that and be able to put their thoughts down and just be able to kind of reflect a bit and just see where they're coming from. I mean, like I said, you're sort of the Zen master, in my opinion, as far as being able to do this. When it comes to journaling, and I wish I had your tenacity as it relates to it, honestly. So I admire that about you, man.
Thank you. Thank
Yeah,
you.
all that being said, was there anything, again, being cognizant of time, but just as far as projects you're working on or anything else of note that you wanted to discuss real quick before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I wanted to share something real quick. Something that it's not official yet that I'm a part of, but I may be a contributor to, is something called Substance TV. the idea of media matters. We're just trying to bring a new perspective to thoughts on business, family life, spiritual life, really trying to, you know, politics, really trying to spin things, you know, just with a different angle, fresh look, younger look. So that's substancetv.org. The podcast launches actually on November 6th. And I saw in my research that Rachel and Willie Scott looks like they're probably contributors as well. That was your first interview, right?
Yeah. Rachel and Willie, I know you guys are listening, so.
Yeah, so, you know, small world in Cleveland here, writer's world. But that's something that I'm a part of. My brother's definitely a part of helping produce that. And and it looks like I'll probably be a contributor. I don't want to say that I am, because everything that we write is scrutinized and given feedback. And so I'm not an official writer for that yet, but just encourage you guys to check it out. And I hope to be a contributor in some way, shape or form in the future.
Awesome. I'm sure you will be, man, with every bit of insight you've been able to share today. So
thank you.
Perhaps at some point we might be co-contributors, but until that time, though, I appreciate you giving the shout out for it. So, all right, man. Again, thank you so much. I'm honored to have you come on my podcast and share some good thoughts and some encouragement for all the other aspiring writers and scribes out there, man. So until the next time we meet at the next writer's meeting, or if we ever do the study again, I'll be catching you then.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Brent.
Yep.